For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's jump right into it, Woody. Adam Beasley from Pro Football Network. Busy day for him yesterday, as well as looking at this roster and everything else. Bees, good morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is I spent, like you did, way too much time watching see who was getting released yesterday and who was going PUP and IR. Biggest surprise for you yesterday of all the things that we found out?
Oh, boy. The biggest surprise, I guess, was Neville Gallimore. So that should show you it wasn't a day for massive, massive surprises. I think we all kind of had an idea that Odell Beckham wasn't going to be ready for the opener. We've seen him out there at practice going through rehab, and he still looked a ways off. So it wasn't a huge surprise to me that he started the season on PUP. That was certainly a disappointment for the Dolphins, and we can get into all the ramifications thereof. But Gallimore, he had a $1.8 million in guaranteed. So you're looking for guys that financially there has to be a reason for them to walk away from them. So they must not at all been impressed by what he did. And so you kind of take a step back and look at through a broader lens, what they've done to try to replace Christian Wilkins and Raekwon Davis, because I think that was one of the bigger
right.
Clear is one of the bigger needs of the offseason. And two of the names that we thought were going to be part of it, Tart and Gallimore, are gone. I think it speaks kind of well for the players that they did keep. Calais Campbell is going to be on this team, and obviously Zach Sealer is a cornerstone member. But Benito Jones, Rashawn Hand, and Brandon Peely did enough to beat out Tart and Gallimore, which to me was a bit surprising.
Walk me through the Eric Ezekama roller coaster of great, great game in preseason. Oh, my God, he could be the third guy. Oh, no, he's injured. Oh, he's in a walking boot. Oh, he's back. They released him.
Yeah, and it wouldn't at all surprise me if noon today we hear that he's back on the practice squad. I think a lot of these cuts, they had a lot of players they really liked. And you'll see DBs that don't get claimed come flocking back to the practice squad. I think they every year this 53-man cut down is a dance because you don't want to put your most valuable players at risk. You need to protect your most valuable players, and then you just kind of gamble that hey,
right.
do you think any of their 31 teams are going to claim Eric Uzukama, who I think has 3 career catches or something? No, probably not. So you can probably get him back. But what's wild, Joe, is it's going to go from like the outhouse to the penthouse for him if he does come back, because he almost certainly will play in the opener. I mean, that's what's crazy. If he is on the practice squad in 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, he's almost certainly going to play in the opener because they can elevate him yeah. 3 times without any penalty, and they're going to need wide receivers early because they got some problems there.
Hey, so – this one, and people are giving me a hard time, and I deserve it because I've been all in on the Odell Beckham as the WR3 guy, and he's the guy going to move the chains and all this. And did you know when we signed him that he was going to miss all the offseason and all of camp? Am I the only dumbass, or did other
people? No, and I don't know for certain the Dolphins knew that.
Well, they're going to say it.
Yeah. I think in their heart of hearts they thought – look, honestly, I think Odell thought – a month ago that it'd be a much different situation right now. And the sense that I got was, hey, he's not far off. And a week or two, and he'll get his legs under him, and he'll be back. It's very interesting. Now, yesterday, word leaked out that he had some sort of procedure that predated his time signing with the team, so this is something that they've known about for a while. Look, all we can do is speculate and have informed speculation. And with a guy with two ACL repairs on the same knee,
yeah,
there's got to be something chronic going on with him that probably will never be right. Right? I mean, he knows what's going on. The Dolphins doctors know what's going on. And if they didn't believe that there was a path to him seeing the field and having productive snaps for them this fall, they wouldn't have signed him. But I definitely think that they are a bit disappointed. They might not be shocked, but they're probably a bit disappointed with how the last month has gone from a rehab standpoint. Now, I'm not saying that they're angry or anything like that with Odell. His body is his body. And you take on a guy who's had major, major health issues over the past 6-7 years, you're going to, you have to kind of hedge your bets a bit. But I don't think they ever saw them in a situation where they have four wide receivers on their first 53, and two of them are Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington, who are fine players, by the way. I think they're going to contribute, but they're not right now what you would think either one of those guys a true number three wideout. So they're going to have to get through the first 4 weeks at least with some smoke and mirrors, playing, maybe Devon Achane in the slot, getting a lot of touches for Jonnu Smith, all these things. But you're not going to see a spread them out, run and gun type of four wide offense from these guys. You're going to see them using their tight ends, them using their running backs, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of 11 personnel early on.
Let me ask you about the quarterback situation, and only because right now it's Tua and Skyler, and Mike White's on the practice squad with Buffalo. So you know we got two games in 4 days. There's no way they're not going to give a third guy some time to learn a new system so we don't get shorthanded just in case somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to bring somebody in today. I don't know who it's going to be. But you can't – it's really hard just to get through practice with two arms, right? You need a third quarterback in your locker room. And when there's a 69 – it's really a 69-man roster. It's not 53 anymore. It's 69 because
that's correct.
Of how – the practice squad rules are so generous now that it just defies logic to think that one of those other 16 spots won't be a quarterback that they bring in. It might even be on the 53, which I think is unlikely, but I think they're going to find themselves a quarterback today. I think, Joe, it is instructive to take a step back, though, and discuss how this was kind of avoidable. Like, they knew their quarterback situation since February. And they've had this entire offseason to plan for it. And I kind of wrote about the most regrettable decisions they've had. And I think one of them was not getting Jimmy Garoppolo in here. And if you're confident in your quarterback, which the Dolphins are, I know February, March, he still hadn't signed his contract extension, but Tua was their guy very clearly going into this cycle. You shouldn't be afraid of bringing in a veteran quarterback who's going to help you. And that's the thing about Skyler. I think he's got still upside. I don't think he's the best version of himself yet by any stretch of the imagination. But if you think that this is a team that has real Super Bowl aspirations, and that's the way they talk, the owner from the owner on down has those talks, you've got to protect yourself in case a quarterback who, yes, he played 17 games last year, but it was the first time in like 5 years he didn't get hurt in the course of the season. Do you think that if you need to get through three or four games, Skyler is going to get you those wins? I think you'd have a much better chance of winning those games if you had Jimmy Garoppolo under center. So I think if things don't go the way they want this year, there's going to be a lot of pretty obvious reasons why. I think another one is not drafting a young, talented interior offensive lineman. They had ample opportunities in the draft. And now we look at their offensive line. They had a couple of injuries. Isaiah Wynn didn't come along like they thought he might. And I don't think there's any world in which you can compare this year's offensive line favorably to last, as it's currently constructed. Now, maybe they get lucky and they have a health at tackle, which they didn't have last year. Again, that would be going against history, but perhaps it happens. And then, it won't be so bad. But if Teron Armstead gets hurt and they're playing with a bunch of backups, and that's what it would be across the board aside from Austin Jackson, it's not going to be great.
No, I'm glad you said that, by the way. This offensive line to start this year, whatever group ends up starting at guard and center, to start the season against Jacksonville, got nothing in common with that group that started a year ago in that first game. Not even close. And by the way, they end up getting banged up and missed a ton of games. But that starting five going into last season was pretty damn good to compare to what you're looking at. Do we know what this is going to look like against Jacksonville? You got a pretty good idea who's back and who's going to play?
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll see what today holds. And there were a bunch of offensive linemen that were cut yesterday, but I think it speaks to their determination to see this group through, that all those players that were cut could have been had for a seventh-round pick. Like, seriously, if teams are in a position where we're cutting this guy, they will take literally a bag of baseballs for, you know, whoever you offer up. And the fact that the Dolphins didn't pull the trigger on any of those trades, I mean, Chris Greer, we're going to get him in a couple hours. He's going to answer a bunch of questions. We need to pin him down on why. Like, why were any of these guys that, again, they're going to claim somebody probably. They're going to certainly sign offensive linemen to the practice squad today. But why not go out and make sure you get the guy you want? The waiver system isn't great, and say we don't know for certain who they like that have been cut, but what are they, 21st in the waiver, 22nd, something like that, in the waiver count? A lot of bad teams are going to have first crack at players that they probably need just as much as the Dolphins. So I think it's going to be a missed opportunity. And if we're, you and I are having a conversation in mid-January about how what went wrong with the season, I think you can look back to draft weekend, and I think you can look back to this week as to potentially reasons why they didn't. Now maybe Isaiah Wynn, they know he'll be back in a month, but is Isaiah Wynn alone enough to fix this offensive line? Probably not, and I think they could have done more.
But I still don't get signing an Isaiah Wynn if they knew he's going to be out to start the year. I don't get signing guys that are going to be out. Like, they got to be back. I mean, they got to be. The goal is to be back for the start of the season, not during the season, unless that's the new NFL. Am I missing something?
Well, and that's the thing, is that I have to look up Wynn's contract. It's probably $1 million, $1.5 million. All Odell's getting guaranteed is $3 million.
Right.
Quote unquote, all.
I know, they didn't pay him a lot.
That's $4.5 million combined that they're tying up on a lotto ticket, right? You could have. Sure, there may have been a step down in quality, but you could have used that money to get two guys that you know are dependable and are going to be available week one. And that, again, there's no way, there's certainly no way with Odell, and probably not with Wynn either, that they had foreseen, hey, yeah, these guys are both going to be pupped to start the season.
So you're as good or better in certain positions. I think you'd agree with me if I said the running back and tight end position are better than they were a year ago with what they've added. I'm guessing you'd agree on defense. You can look at some of the positions. And O-line, I think we both agree, not nearly as good as what they had last year. So I want to ask you, overall, of what you've seen, and I know there could be some little changes coming, but overall, do you like this roster better than last year's?
I think the defense has a higher ceiling. We'll have to see how Phillips looks early, when Chubb comes back, all these things, but I think their secondary could be really, really good, like really good. Now, you know, injuries are obviously the wild card, but if those guys stay relatively healthy, I think that secondary could be the strength of that defense. I think, look, Calais Campbell has shown that he has a lot left in the tank, and we'll see what they get out of Benito Jones. I think they can get by defensive line. Christian Wilkins, you know, special player, obviously, but I don't think there's going to be a massive drop-off there.
Yeah.
But wide receiver worries me because of their depth. Offensive line, we've discussed, worries me big time. And we'll see what these linebackers can do. I mean, are they, you know, what they have, are they better than Jerome Baker? We'll see. We'll see how that pans out. Joe, I will say one other thing, though. We don't know if the quarterback position will be better, and that's the question. They haven't made any personnel changes, obviously, aside from getting rid of Mike White. But if Tua takes this step that they're all talking about, and we see another level of Tua, this will be a better team. And I think that's what kind of gets lost in this, is that this is still such a quarterback-driven league that
right.
We can quibble about their depth. But if he goes out there and is even better than he was in 2024, which is better than 2023, and so on, this team's going to be there in the end.
Yeah, he takes another step. You're right. And by the way, that probably should have been brought up. I thought it was interesting reading last night your regrettable offseason, the five different topics. Andrew Van Ginkel, not getting him signed, and Chop and Mo still look like rookies in the preseason. You haven't been impressed with Chop enough then? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, practice has been fine, right? I mean, but I think you kind of, I obliquely asked this to Mike McDaniel, and he gave kind of an honest answer about, yeah, Chop needs to set the edge better. And we can't put him out there for 50 snaps a game if, you know, teams know immediately they're going to run right at him when he's on the field. And so that's where I think Van Ginkel and all these guys can help. I think the upside of Chop is the moon. And I, you know, and if you're drafting for the future, he is exactly the kind of guy you take. But if you know that, hey, Phillips might be, you know, he might not be 100% to start the season. Chubb probably not going to be ready at all to start the season because of how late his injury was.
Right.
What was the paying a couple million dollars more long term to get Van Ginkle back, who desperately wanted to return? By the way, it's not like this guy was fed up with the Dolphins. He was happy here. His family was happy here. This is a place where he wanted to be. That to me, I think. And then you go and sign, you know, Shaq, and he retires, and then you're back with Emmanuel Ogba, who you said goodbye to, right? So how have they upgraded? They downgraded. Now, granted, long term, I think they're going to be better because of who they drafted. But there's nothing that would have stopped them, particularly with where their cap situation is right now, from getting in Van Ginkle on a, you know, a team friendly deal, which I think he would have taken. You know, I'm pretty sure Minnesota taxes are higher than Florida taxes, so you wouldn't have had to particularly match the Vikings deal, just been in the same ballpark. I think there are just a couple of things strategically where they thought, hey, what's good? They kind of outsmarted themselves, I think, where they were too clever by half. And I think outside linebacker is one of those positions.
Yeah. This is a big year, man. Big year for the Dolphins with the talent they have. And as you said, by the way, I just take for granted, but you're right. Like, Tua's got to take the next step, and that's going to be a big one in a quarterback-driven league. You're right. Beast, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Should be a fun year.
Yeah, can't wait to see Jacksonville right around the corner. And then, by the way, if that's not enough, we'll play a few days later at Hard Rock Stadium against the Buffalo Bills. Adam Beasley, Pro Football Network, join us. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for weather brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Now say thunderstorms at 2 o'clock, Joe, but I look behind you and I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, come on.
Looks like gloom and doom behind you. Looks like the Dolphins injury report.
Honestly,
you.
even if it's like 1:30 or even 1, I can live with.
You want to get your pickleball in?
Not. I want to get my tennis in. Tennis. It's U.S. Open, man. It's the U.S. Open. It's not pickle. There's no pickleball championship right
so
now,
do you
okay?
Like, or, do you go out there and you like act like you're at Arthur Ashe Stadium? And
sometimes I do. I do. Yeah,
that's cool, bro.
I go through some of the same.
Yeah, but you should go down to Crandon and play on the stadium there.
No.
You wave to, like, you know, the seats when you walk in.
Oh, total make-believe world. Yeah. I didn't even think of
Have
that.
Have you ever played there?
Yeah.
In the stadium?
I did.
It's cool, right?
I did.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times.
That's pretty cool. I was down there with Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah?
We were playing.
It's kind of a tough court to play on, though, because those, like, the backstops are so far
that
back.
That name drop job I just did. Yeah, no, it was fun.
We know you know a lot of famous people. Drew was on Hard Knocks.
Well, he's got players
he got
on
a
every
deal.
Team.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but he got a deal done for someone on Hard Knocks, I saw.
Well.
He is everywhere.
He is. I can't wait. Folks, I cannot wait for this Saturday, number one. And by the way, there's great games. I actually care about the Clemson and Georgia game. I want to see how good Georgia is. And Clemson, not believing in the transfer portal. What can he do? He's a heavy. Clemson's big underdog in that game. And then, Sunday night you got LSU playing against USC. So we got a lot of good games. Notre Dame, Texas A&M in there. But the one that we care about the most here at this radio station is Florida and University of Miami. Matter of fact, we care so much. Alex Donnell, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, going to join us coming up. I don't know. I know that the Gators aren't expected to win a lot of games. I understand that. And most of it is not that they're a bad team. They just got to play a bitch of an SEC schedule. They really do. And so I think they're going to be better than everybody else thinks they're going to be starting. You know, I expect it to be a very competitive game.
By everybody else, I think you mean our fan base, yes?
Well,
like, I don't know what the perception is of that team up there, but we act like they're just, you know, it's just going to roll over and get pounded. No, like, I don't know that that's going to be the case.
These
week one games, though, man, is if we learn anything from watching the games over the weekend, these games are very unpredictable.
Turnovers. First of all, I'm not going to be that.
Yeah, you've been on turnovers about 8 months.
No. Well, turnovers, especially in the first game.
Fair.
And penalties. You get sloppy.
Also not good.
You know, and good plays get called back. We've seen that. Good plays. Big plays get called back. And so you want to try to stay away from those. And
well, I'm guessing that the team, Joe, and we, you know, fans or whatever, but the team is not going into that game thinking this is going to be an easy warm-up.
No. University of Miami has no reason to
maybe
feel
the
that
way. Following
week,
they
by
can,
the way,
you know,
University of Miami had we can't go. Hey, we got this uniform on. We're up 7.
Well, they know better. Yeah, that's been 20 years.
Long time since Warren Sapp and Ed Reed ran out on the field, and
everybody looked
at him, and Warren Sapp said, "I'm going to chew you up," to the offensive lineman. The guy goes, "Oh my God!"
A couple of those guys just got voted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
from those teams, right? So yeah, it's been a minute, yeah.
So they, but I can't wait. Listen, man, that's why you play them and see what they're going to be like, and you get that most of that 90,000 is going to be against you. I don't know how many tickets UM got. I'm guessing
4,
they used
000,
all of them. What?
4,000.
No, it's got to be more than 4,000.
That's what
they get 4,000 tickets to the visiting team.
Yeah, but I mean, people can buy whatever they want. There's plenty of tickets available.
That's true.
In the secondary markets and such, but
jack those prices up.
They're not as bad as they. I guess they might have went down a little bit. They're like you know, 100 something range, a little under $200.
Well, we're gonna
want to make the drive up there.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk to Alex Donnell. He had a guy on yesterday on his podcast.
41-17.
Well, I said it earlier this morning, so not everybody had a chance to hear it. Said 41-17.
You didn't like that?
No, I was like, okay. You mention a couple of guys' names for both teams, and then you just decide because their transfer portal guys don't have as much experience and success as UM's transfer portal guys, and then you decide to go the ultimate 41-17.
I'll be honest, I can't remember the last time Miami beat a team by that much.
Well, that's the other part.
I mean,
every game last year was a dogfight, one way or the other.
I get the guy's trying to pander to his audience. Like I get that completely, but yeah, I don't know the last time Miami really.
No, I'm not trying to
someone out.
Not trying to piss Dono off right off the bat here.
Well, it's not Dono's. That's not Dono's prediction. I'm guessing Dono is more realistic and thinks the game will be close.
But I do agree with one thing: that the difference in this game, we need to be when that game's being played, and I'm watching on TV, and some of you, whether you're listening here on Sports Radio 560 WQM or you're watching the game, you want to see those guys from the transfer portal, starting with your quarterback, Ward, and working your way to running backs and pass rushers and defensive tackles. You want to see all those top transfer portal guys. You know who they are. I don't have to keep saying their names. You want to see those guys playing at a really high level and calling those guys out. And you want to hear the announcer for ABC saying, "Oh, my God, last year at Oregon State and last year at Washington and last year at Washington State and last year at Michigan State, we shouldn't be surprised. These guys are really, really good." Tennessee, Marshall, all those different places those guys are coming in to add. They They got a good team. They got a really good team. There's no question in my mind, overall, they got more talented roster than the Florida Gators. No question in my mind. From this recruiting class they just had right to the transfer portal, they've got more. Plus,
well, it's the most talented roster they've had since those teams we were just talking about, I think.
But saying all that.
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
This is probably the best team they've had in 20 years.
Man, I got to tell you, it is big. It has got dudes that have done it. Not guys that are playing on potential. They've got a bunch of transfer portal guys that already put up really nice numbers. So you put all that together, got a couple guys coming back. They're really good. And Maui Noah, give me 17 of the Maui Noah brothers. Yeah. We got two of them. They're both really good. Reuben Bain, as good as any freshman in the country.
I've been saying these
year.
Names for a long time, man. Look, the big picture situation here is you got to win the ACC. Once and for all,
right,
you win
the
ACC.
Can you do me a favor?
I know,
though?
Focus on the Gators, I know.
That's
I know.
Right. Focus on this one.
That FSU loss got me thinking, though, man.
All right.
Things well, seems wide open, doesn't it?
Don't let it think let you think too much. All right, we got Donald coming up here. He'll join us in a few minutes. We'll talk to him about this game a little bit and get his take. And, yeah, I just – please don't call blowouts. Just go and play well and get a win. Okay, I know now we got Canes fans telling me, oh, you know the Gators aren't very good. They only Why would anybody think the Gators don't have talent? Why? Don't do that. Don't do that. It'll bite you right on the ass. Don't do that, man. Hey, I want to talk to you about a guy that won't. A guy will take good care of you. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Love talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 33 years in the business, man. Right here in South Florida, work 7 days a week. People ask me about Michael Kotze. What's the difference? Well, the ability to get you approved quickly for a reverse mortgage, for a lot of different, for first-time home buyers, going to get you the lowest rates in the business, fixed rates in the fives. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a program the banks don't have. And I want to let you know right now, a hot one for him that he's been doing a lot of is people living in condos on the beach, and while they're sitting there and they know exactly what they have to live on and retired on, people are in a situation where high insurance rates are now, HOA fees, everything's going up. So now those people have had to go to their credit cards, running credit card debt up, which, by the way, 28, 29, 30%. I don't know if you've looked at your credit card debt, but it's hard to pay off when you got numbers like that. So let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress, get that credit card paid off, and show you how to get moving forward again so you can sleep better at night. And by the way, this reverse mortgage, if you got a lot of equity in your home, it's more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and it could be perfect for you. There's a reason. So many people, couples in their 60s, are going to the reverse mortgage because it really frees up all that money for you. And, hey, listen, if you're still working or you're done working in your 60s, boy, the reverse mortgage could absolutely be perfect for you. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and see what people are saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. They're saying he has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Let's go to one of our favorite guys here at WQAM through the years. He's got some classic stories that I love to tell. Alex Donald, Locked on Canes and Locked on ACC podcast. Good morning. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Joe, is that my cat in here? Is that my cat running around? Good morning.
Hey, I had to play it the other day, man. Hey, you've had some classics between that and a guy hitting his head on the mic falling asleep. I mean, you've had classics. Hey, you mind waking up? We can do
the
show together.
I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just
I don't
saw
think
a cat
so.
Run to the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just saw a cat.
He didn't hear that part.
I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know.
My cat.
My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
Oh, gosh. You've been part of classics here, man. It's fantastic. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to. I watch your podcast, and I got to start with this. I don't know who the young guy was that was on with you, but he goes 41-17. Was he playing to the crowd or was he playing to the fan base? What was that?
I think he was playing to the crowd. I think you're talking about Brad Tejeda from Canes Insight. So he lives, Joe, like he's a Hurricane fan, but he actually lives in Gainesville. So I think he was playing up to the crowd a little bit. I think he enjoys like getting booed when he walks down the street there he lives. Yeah, I think he was playing it up because listen, I don't really co-sign on the blowout thing. I'd love to see it, but I think it's going to be a close game in either direction.
We got a lot of people. Well, listen, nobody knows what really to expect from this Canes team, except I think we all agree they are super talented. They've got a really, really good roster on both sides of the ball, starting on the line of scrimmage, and that's where I feel my best on both sides, by the way, that they can have some success. How about for you?
Yeah, I really feel good in those areas. I know that Florida has added some pieces to try to improve their trench work, which was not very good last year, Joe, and they were not very good against the run last season. But you got to start with Miami, with what Miami did to their defensive line. It looks like it should be one of the very best in the country. Now, I don't want them to end up like Florida State because, you were watching – College game day last Saturday, and Pete Thamel says, oh yeah, NFL scouts tell me Florida State's got the best D-line in the country, and they looked completely ineffective against Georgia Tech. So hopefully Miami's defensive line actually lives up to the billing, because you got, when it comes to rushing the passer, like you can start there. Miami has so many options, right? Where, a lot of teams, I'm sure, preseason, they would say, opposing teams would say, hey, Reuben Bain is probably the guy that you would fear the most, but if you pay extra attention to Bain, you've got Akeem Mezidor, who I kept hearing, Joe, was maybe the MVP of fall training camp. That Mezidor, coming off injury, has been doing so well. You've got Tyler Barron, who transferred in from Tennessee. Elijah Alston, who transferred from Marshall and was one of statistically the most effective pass rushers in the country last year. I'm looking forward to seeing what Malik Bryant can do this year moving to the edge. Like, Miami has so many guys in that edge rusher rotation. You can also, Kiko Maui-Noah, a linebacker, was the co-leader in sacks last year. He's going to blitz a lot and play really aggressive. So, you start right there at the line of scrimmage. Miami added some defensive tackles. Simeon Barrow from Michigan State, I think, is going to start probably this year. I also like C.J. Clark, who transferred in from NC State. And then on the offensive side of the football, the unit's going to be good and physical. There's going to be a couple new pieces there, a new center in Zach Carpenter. We'll see who the new left guard is. They had an open competition throughout fall camp. And, Mario keeps the depth chart stuff pretty close to the vest. So we'll find out on Saturday who the starting left guard is. But you got Jalen Rivers back, who's a fifth-year or sixth-year guy this year. You've got C.C. Maui-Noah back after starting every game as a true freshman, and Inez Cooper at right guard, I think, is one of the more underrated offensive linemen in the country. So the area that I would probably worry least about would be the trenches, Joe. Miami should be in good shape there.
So the real upgrade for this team is what they did for me in the transfer portal. I call it the free agency of college football, because you got a lot of guys coming in. You guys talked about the numbers that all these guys have put up, from Cam Ward to Martinez to, you go across the board, and these guys have done it at the highest level. But we need to be talking, if you're watching on TV or you're listening on the radio, you want to hear those guys' names mentioned a lot. Those guys that you just discussed, and Mish Powell, and at the safety position. Oh, by the way, are you concerned about the defensive secondary at all?
Yeah, it's a question mark is the way that I've been putting it, because Joe, there's a lot of talent there. There's a lot of unproven talent outside of Daryl Porter, who was really good last season. People don't talk about him enough, I think, because he wasn't getting thrown at a whole lot last year. So he's back this year. You mentioned Powell, who transfers from Washington. He just played in a national championship game last year. But then, you've got some young guys who need to prove themselves. And you know this, talented players coming out of high school. I mean, Damari Brown out of American Heritage, he's in his second year. He's going to play a lot more, I would expect, this year. Jadis Richard, who transferred last year from Vanderbilt, but still a younger guy, a little less experienced.
he's got to step up. Guys like Marquise Williams and Jaden Harris at the safety spots are going to get more opportunities to play this year. Zaquan Patterson, even as a true freshman, I think he's going to get on the field some, but there's just not a whole lot of collegiate snaps combined with these guys. So they've got a lot to prove. And, you know, a couple people have told me throughout this week, hey, the last time a good Miami team had a really unproven secondary was in 2002, where it ended up working pretty well with, you know, and I'm not trying to compare these two units, but you know, I remember there being some questions about that 2002 secondary with guys like Antrell Roll, Kelly Jennings, Maurice Sykes, and a guy by the name of Sean Taylor, and that ended up working out pretty well. Again, I'm not saying this group will necessarily be that group, but it's a question mark, not a concern until proven otherwise. And then also, Joe, as we talk about a lot on my Locked On Canes podcast, if Miami can generate the type of pressure up front that we think they can, that's going to make the job of the defensive backs a lot easier.
That's true.
It's going to take a lot of pressure off those guys.
That is true. I agree. By the way, you know one young guy everybody's been talking about when I call over there to my source, O.J. Frederick from St. Thomas Aquinas, the cornerback. I mean, we've talked about some of the guys from St. Thomas, but I didn't realize how good a corner he's been over there as a true freshman and a guy that wasn't there for spring football because you're not allowed to graduate early from St. Thomas Aquinas.
I'm glad you mentioned him because I should have. When I was running through the young defensive backs, that's a name that I should have brought up. I guess I was just like hesitant to bring up a true freshman. But, Joe, people tell me O.J. has not been playing like a true freshman, that he's someone who practices like an upperclassman, that he not only played – like the thing I think that stood out from the reviews on Frederick is he plays very physical, which I think is always something you want from a Miami cornerback. But he also he practices mature. I think he's got a quick processing and understanding of the playbook. So that's one of those. Like I wouldn't necessarily expect him to be, you know, a week one starter only because being a true freshman is going to work against him in that regard. But this is a guy I could expect Frederick could find his way maybe into the two deep depth chart and get some significant playing time this year. And I think it's a great sign for the future because I know that over the years, you know, Miami they've had some big hits, but also some big misses when recruiting cornerbacks. And, you know, Frederick was someone who a lot of people feel like was criminally underrated as only a three-star prospect in the class of 2024. And, you know, so far he's playing more like a four or a five-star.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if they get, and by the way, this goes for both our teams, the Dolphins as well as the Canes, get the tight end more involved. It looks like the Dolphins, what they're doing and the guys they kept are pass receiving guys. But I expect University of Miami to get their tight ends involved a little bit more or a lot more. Do you agree?
Yeah, and when we asked Shannon Dawson, the offensive coordinator, about it when he was available to the media a couple weeks ago, he is adamant that that group is going to produce differently from what they did last year. There were only a combined 18 catches from the entire tight end room last year.
Gosh.
Only 18. Now it was also. It was a really weird year because you know for most of the season, like the only healthy tight end, at least the only one with any experience, was Cam McCormick, who's, you know, is more of a blocker, not as involved in the passing game. You know, Arroyo was injured pretty much the entire year last year. Of course, you have a new quarterback this year who I think is going to maybe emphasize those guys a little bit more in the passing game. So I've got to think the tight end room is going to bounce back. And Elijah Arroyo is someone who looks really good now. You know, this is healthy as he's been. He had a lot of nagging issues with his knee the last couple of years. He seems to have completely moved past that, which is great. You know, Riley Williams, he played a lot as a true freshman last year, but, you know, I think now with him being a sophomore, he's a big, big body dude. He's around 6'6". He's got good hands. He's a former high school basketball player as well. I think he can get more involved. And then another one, Joe, you mentioned O.J. Frederick on the defense. The guy on the offense that everyone's been talking about as a true freshman is Elijah Lofton from Bishop Gorman in Vegas. He's, you know, his roster spot says tight end next to it, but he's going to play some tight end. He's going to play some receiver. He's going to play some running back, some H-back. They're going to find a lot of different ways to get him involved.
Yeah, and the growth of this freshman class, I don't know how much we're going to see of them in this first game in the swamp. But I got a feeling, I think you probably agree, we're going to see seven or eight of these guys playing some football come after this Gator game over the next month. We'll see a lot of those young guys and the growth of those guys. Hey, one last question. I'll leave you alone. I go to practice. I see a lot of Restrepo. I think Restrepo staying healthy. I think he keeps moving those chains, ability to get open, move the chains, and then we got to find another guy besides George that can complement him and give him kind of balance things out. Do you have any idea who that third guy? Because I didn't see it when I was out there from Sam Brown. Everybody's raved, though, that he's got the goods. What do you think?
I think overall Brown has practiced really well. Maybe you saw him on an off day. I don't know. But Brown has been making some headlines. But also the other one that I would watch out for is Isaiah Horton. I think he's ready to step up. And Joe, just don't take my word for it. Take Cam Ward's word for it, because the couple times I've been able to chat with Cam right before and then during fall training camp, Ward is really quick to mention the chemistry that he's building with Isaiah Horton, who got a little bit of PT last year, was really productive in like a limited amount of snaps that he had because he was coming off the bench last year. I think Isaiah Horton's going to play a lot more. And, you know, Horton, Miami fans always get obsessed about, we need more of these 6'4", 6'5", type of guys. You know, even when you've got guys like, you know, Restrepo, who produces a ton, and, you know, Jacoby George, still fans want more of those 6'4", 6'5", body types. And Horton is that. I mean, he's 6'4". He's got a lot of meat on his frame. He moves really well. He's been described to me as like a different player from last year, that he's really blossoming. Yeah, so good. I think you're going to get some good stuff from Sam Brown as well, I hope, anyway. But Horton, who's obviously been around longer, I've been watching his growth, and I think he's ready to make a splash this year.
All right, Alex, and thanks, man, for not coming out and saying 41-17 day. I really appreciate that for on behalf of your guy you had on. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Joe. I'm in more of like the 24-21
there
range.
There you go.
42-17
Me too. I like the closer scores. That's right. Thanks, Alex. Alex Donald.
See you, Joe.
Locked On Canes and Locked On the ACC podcast does a great job, and one of the best human beings that we've ever been around here. We're just such a good guy. I had to get him laughing about that 41-17 thing. Get him going a little bit there. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. A lot more stuff to get to, including your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers to see what's going on and you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, I will just tell you this. These are the best overall products we've ever had. I'm going to get into some of my favorites. And one of the dealerships said, can you cool it on the Tahoe? And I said, no. Tahoe Joe. I believe in the Tahoe, man. Suburbans and Tahoes, big fan. I like that extra space. I like being roomy. And so does the family. And boy, that's what you get with the big boys over there at your South Florida Chevy dealer, Suburban and Tahoe. Even a midsize Traverse is fantastic, down to the Trailblazer. The Equinox, the Blazer, so much style and substance. Really comes down to what you feel most comfortable driving. And then right over to our number one seller, the Silverado truck. Strong, durable Silverado trucks, new and used, with low mileage. So it just really comes down to what you're looking for. But if you need a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week, to a Silverado truck to get the family around, because you are a truck man. Well, they make it for you. Silverado's got so many great looking trucks over there for you. You got to stop by and just take some test drives. You really do. And by the way, that Corvette, I'm just telling you, you're going to look and you're going to walk over and check it out. You will, because it looks that good. Nothing like that Corvette. Hey, by the way, qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, even all the Colorado models. We got you covered, man. Hey, I want to let you know this. Together, let's drive with Chevy today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.